Three politicians lining up in the tunnel to announce an historic agreement. It might not be quite up there with Sam Warburton leading the Welsh act to a grand slam, injuring his shoulder and lifting the trophy with one hand. But the St David's Day agreement that we have reached today does represent one of the biggest transfers of power in the history of Welsh devolution. First, the new model of devolution. In Scotland, there's the so-called reserve powers model. The default position is that everything is devolved except those things that are reserved by Westminster. But in Wales, it's been the reverse. Nothing has been devolved except those specific things which Westminster legislates to let go of. Now, today's agreement will change this. Introducing a reserve powers model to Wales will mean much greater clarity about the responsibilities of each parliament and each government respectively, bringing more transparency to the operations of government. Now, second, in changing the model of devolution, today's agreement also devolves wide-ranging new powers to the Welsh Assembly. So whether it is licences for unconventional gas, whether it's decisions over ports, taxes, bus regulation, setting speed limits, energy products, reducing energy projects, reducing the voting age to 16 for Welsh Assembly elections, or deciding the electoral system, the number of constituencies, boundaries, timing and conduct of Welsh Assembly elections, all these decisions will be taken here in Cardiff by the Welsh Assembly. Now third, we're proposing what's called a funding floor to protect the relative level of funding for Wales. And this will provide certainty for the Welsh Government to plan for the future and grow the economy. We have a good track record as a UK government, both of investing in Wales and delivering to Wales significant tax powers. Now, these are the tools for helping to grow the economy, creating jobs and prosperity for people in Wales. And a funding floor removes the last remaining barrier to a referendum on income tax devolution. And it means people can go into that referendum knowing there's a funding guarantee for Wales. So today's agreement paves the way for a referendum that could deliver an assembly that's not just a spending body, but is actually responsible for raising more of its revenue too. And to me, that is responsible devolution. That is real devolution. And I think that is vital for Wales and for the United Kingdom.